तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्तिहे। We have heard up to Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Kriya Tankutopi Yadi Labhyate Tat Laulam Apamulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Sukritarjna Labhyate. We can do Vaidhi Bhakti Samadam Kirtanam Vishnu Smarana. But I told you that Bhakti Sadhan is also of two kinds, Vaidhi Bhakti and Rajanuga. Here in first slok, nonopachar, nanopachar, kitapujanam, artabandhu, archanam, this is Vaidhi Bhakti. But the archan of Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami and others were bhava seva. So bhava seva and in archan, general archan, there is so much difference. They used to make bath of Thakurji by their fingers. In Vaidhi Bhakti, Thakurji is kept in Singhasan. But in Bhava Seva, Salagram or Giriraj or animal are kept in heart. Sometimes on eye, here. Sometimes on here. Sometimes the devotee wants to and keep Thakurji there, like Raghunath Das Goswami. So these are not archan, it is bhav seva. So here, mostly bhav seva by Siddha Saru is more superior than this archan. There, in heart, the devotees can keep Thakurji, Radha Krishna conjugal, but Radha Krishna is so powerful that he will not allow Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, Ram, Advarkadhish, Krishna, Baldev, anyone to enter there. Never. Only Radha Krishna, conjugal, or the Radha and Krishna Milita Tanu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only there. No other else. In bhav seva. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, all doing bhav seva. Nothing there. No ghee, no bhakti, no dhup, no deep. What is there? Only prem and prem. Then sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, all this. So bhav seva by siddha. So he is telling. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam kotopi yadi labdhati. If you can buy any heart like this, always full of prem, devotion, then at once you should buy. Don't make a little late. Don't make. At once. But if the shopkeeper wants so much value, like your this life, then at once, quickly, without any delay, you should give. Vaidhi Bhakti may come, and by that lakhs and lakhs years may be, but that by Vaidhi Bhakti we cannot have a little sparkle of that prema bhakti. Never, never. Understand what I am telling? By bhakti, by the bhakti, then in lakhs and lakhs births, it will not give prema bhakti, this spontaneous love it cannot give. But by this, we can have very quickly, by their association. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati, where we can see? If you like to see, you can come with me. We should go to Vrindavan at once and come with me, following me. Come to Nandagaon. And there is a Ter Kadamba in Nandagaon. There two devotees are sitting. Who? Rupa and Sanatana are sitting. What that they are doing? Only a rasa katha. Each other hearing and telling. When they are speaking and hearing, vipralambha, past times of Krishna, weeping, themselves also weeping, and all the new trees, new leaves, green leaves, they became dry and
fall down.
And when they are talking each other, the past times of
meeting.
Conjugal meeting, then new lips are coming. Again, in a moment, once they were doing, and from beginning of morning, and it became about 12, both are so engaged that they have no time to take anything, and they forget everything, their body also, everything, where they are sitting, what they are doing, everything. And they were totally engaged in this katha, Radha and Krishna conjugal love. There, so it was so late for them to take breakfast or anything. They never cared, they forgotten. But herself, any lady, village girl came. Very beautiful, but in an ordinary way. Ordinary clothes and dress. Baba, you are not taking anything from morning, I see that you are talking together from morning and it has become
midday.
My mother has sent for you some rice, some sugar and some ghee and so much milk. You can cook it and offer to your Prabhu and you can take the remnant. But they had no time to do this. They neglected what she was telling. But this sweet verse went in their hearts. How sweet and lovely she is telling. Oh Baba, you should prepare something and take the remnant. She told that my mother will be angry if I am not returning just now. I am returning, but you should make it, prepare it. She went, and after some moment she again did. Baba, you have not cooked, you have not prepared, you have no time. May I cook? And telling this, she brought some
cow dung. Dry cow dung.
And she did, and at once fire came. And in a moment, from where pots were there, and she cooked very beautiful sweet rice. No? Paramanna. And she told that, Baba, Paramanna is now ready. You can offer and take. I'm just going. And I will take my post in evening or any day. And telling so sweet, quickly, she looked them in a very crooked and they smiled and went away. They were looking and looking and looking and at once she vanished. Then they, who was that girl? And in quickly, in a moment, she quick, so prepared so much. Then they offered and took. When they took, they began to be. How tasteful we, in our whole life we have not tasted as it is sweet. Sanatana Goswami told that, have you wished anything today? Oh, when we were talking and it was became late, I thought that my brother and Gurudev Sanatana Goswami has not taken anything. So how and what should I
give him?
So I was thinking, but as we are absorbed, so I could not do anything. Oh, this girl was not any other girl. She was herself Srimati Radhika. And to fulfill your wishes, she has come and cooked and given. I request you, in your whole life you should not
desire
anything like this. Never. She is not our servant or anything. She is our worshipable. Worshipable of Krishna even. And if I wished, and she has done. And all, they both began to weep. One day they were also in Radha Kund. And there, Rupa Goswami has written something. Chatu Pushpanjali. Some very important for sadhak. Tum utho karke jao, utho na, utho baitho. Dubar utho baitho. And so sweet things and you are dying shopping. Like cows. Don't do. So, at that time, Rupa Goswami has written one poetry, two lines of his slok. And the purport that is slok.
Devi Gurjana Gauri Pravarindi Varam Varamani Savaka Vidyoti Vyalangana Phana.
Vyalangana Phana. Rupa Goswami is writing that how beautiful you are, O Srimati Radhika. About 30, there are 30 slokas. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur kindly has explained in poetry, oh marvelous, touching hearts of all devotees. But I think that you have never seen. It may be that Vrindavan Vilasini has something of this. You have?
Clever,
not very
intelligent.
Vaishnavi, Param Vaishnavi. And he has some taste for these things. I want that you should also have some taste like her. So, Rupa Goswami is writing in this verse that Srimati Radhika is so beautiful. Her splendor is like Tadit Suvarna Champaka Pradipta Gaura Vigrahe. How she is beautiful. Tadit Suvarna Champak. But they cannot be like that. Because Tadit, if it will be touched, then it will take life at once. Suvarna has no taste, no
fragrant
anything.
And not soft also.
Not soft, very hard. No? And champak, soft, so sweet, fragrance, everything. But bees never go to that. Never. He goes to Beli, Chameli, Jui, all other flowers. But he will, because there is no
honey
in that. Never, no honey. So bees never go. Atat Krishna. But Srimati Radhika is full of all the qualities. But her hairs are so beautiful. How beautiful? Like black
serpents.
Lady serpents. Mouth is like here, and their tail is like this. So tails sometimes doing like this here. So beautiful. In the meantime, Sanatana Goswami came and met in Radha Kund and asked him, "Have you written something?" "Yes, I have written. May I see?" "Certainly." She saw this and became what?
Unhappy.
Unhappy. "Oh, why you did so? There are so many
analogies
that you can have given. But why you get the example of this snakes having so much
poison?"
Srimati Radhika has never poisoned. So beautiful. And you have made her like snakes, you have given the same comparison with snakes. Why is it? He told very humbly that, "My Gurudev, my Prabhu, you can correct this." Sanatana Goswami said, "Yes, I should correct." And he took it and began to think correction. But any example was not coming. And never came. He told that, "Oh, next time when I will meet, I will correct it. So keep it." And saying this, he went away from his there and went to his bhajan kuti. But in the way he saw on the bank of Radha Kund that there was a very beautiful kadamb tree, and on this one branch a string was hanging, very beautiful. And on the string, a beautiful
teenage girl,
in simple dress, she was
singing.
And some of her
girlfriend,
Sakhi is there, what?
Pushing.
And singing Malhar Rag. What are sing in rainy season at the time of things. So always doing so. And she was looking towards Sanatan when Sanatan Goswami was coming. And smiling something. Sanatan Goswami ran so quickly. Oh, lali, 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 lali. Lali means?
Dear lali, lali, lali.
Oh, lali, lali. Are snakes are in your braids? So be careful, careful. And he took some stick and wanted to take it off. And in the meantime, miraculously, everything was vanished. He said there is no, only there was tree, but no shrimp, no girls, nothing was there. Then he began to think, why this scene came? Srimati has come surely. Is there not girls? Where is girls? Srimati has come to show that what Rupa Goswami writes, it is true to everything. When he sees anything in his heart, inspired and see, that he writes. Otherwise he will write. Quickly he returned and told that Rupa, I think you cannot write wrong. I should not make any try to
correction.
So you should go on writing. I think from my heart, and in heart he thought that Rupa is my guru. Actually, I am not his guru. And doing pranam by his heart, and weeping and giving so much
blessing
to Rupa, and he returned. Oh, this is Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Kitatam Kutopi Jadi Labhyate. Then you should give your life and everything to serve that person and to be in their association. Then Prema Bhakti will come, otherwise not, never. So Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavitam. Prabhu became very happy and told, Iho hai, agaya. Iho hai. Iho hai?
Very good.
Very good. But I want to hear something more. I'm not sad, full satisfied. I'm satisfied, but not fully satisfied. Raya kahe dasya prem sarva sadhya sar. Dasya prem is sarva sadhya. Who is dasya? Who is das? Hanuman is das. But in Vrindavan, who is das? Chatraka and Pitraka are in Dwarka, perhaps.
No, Daruk.
Daruk.
Yeah, Rapta Patra.
The Dhisarsaka. They are more than Hanuman. Hanuman cannot touch. He is not qualified to touch the little feet of the dasa, servants of Nanda Baba. They are not servant of Krishna. They are servant of always loving Krishna like father. And they tell, oh Lala, oh Lala. And Srimati Radhika, oh Lali, all these servants, not ordinary. Some Vatsalya is there. So Dasya mixed with Sakha and Vatsalya. Sometimes they joke each other. Sometimes they are taking chumban, kissing Krishna. Sometimes making him laugh. Something like this. So more than Hanuman cannot do Ram like this. Then Ram tells me, oh, I'm done, you're... And they are doing. Sometimes Krishna is playing in their sweets. Hanuman can do. Ram can be in the Lord's feet of this Hanuman, Ram cannot do. But sometimes Krishna is playing in their
lap,
in the shades of their lotus feet. So, in the shadow of, so they are more and more. Agraha mukti, tabe sarva bandhanash, tabe se haite pare Shri Krishna Radas. First, liberation from maya, all kinds of attachment. Then associations of Vaishnava, then sarup siddhi, then vastu siddhi, and then they will be das of Krishna. Otherwise, no. Never and never. Gaur pramanande hari. You should come in evening, and today the evening class will be the last class here. Not for future, I am not telling, but this if you call me, I may come. Yes. Gaur Pramad. I heard that you are to go to